KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's clear and 28 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be sunny today with a high of 58. In the meantime, a freeze warning continues for the entire listening area until 9 a.m. News is brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson. In local news, the Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education Tuesday evening approved a proposed two-year collective bargaining agreement with the district's certified staff. Superintendent Dr. Michael Amstein said the total package increase was 4.5% for the 2012 through 2013 and 2013 to 2014 school years.
In the package, it also does address an issue that I know several board members have expressed, is the need to do something for the folks that are working in our extracurricular activities. Currently, we pay our folks at the BA plus three. In the 13 or the 12-13 contract, we move that up to BA plus four, and then the following year to BA plus six. And I think that will put us in a little bit better competition to attract folks to coach for us and work in our extracurricular activities.
Josh Rasmussen, high school assistant principal and activities director, told the board the two-year contract and bump in pay scale means at least two teachers who had been on the fence as far as willingness to stay with the district and coach will likely stay on and not look for work elsewhere. Amstein says he knows from experience how difficult it is for teachers to want to be involved with all the extracurricular activities their job requires of them, and the rate of pay is not a motivating factor.
You're never going to come up to a decent hourly rate when you work with extracurricular activities. You do that because you either love the sport or you love working with kids. So taking a look at the contract, I believe it's a fair contract. It's one that I think the district certainly will be able to afford, and I believe certainly that the Education Association is pleased with the negotiations and what we've come up with, and I think it's a good two-year contract.
Joanne Sandage, representing the Education Association, said they were also pleased at the two-year contract, which is something the district has offered to the support staff but never to the certified staff prior to this new agreement. News time is 7:09.
With advancements in equipment technology, today it's more important than ever to have a farm equipment dealer with good service. This is Chris from Lindeman Tractor, and I believe that our service department is a big part of what's selling our equipment. We have the best combine mechanics anywhere, as well as a whole crew of great tractor technicians. And when it comes to service for planters, I'd put our planter mechanics up against anybody. Just ask some of our customers. They've had years working with our techs. They trust them and value their opinions. In fact, sometimes the sales team is the second contact when our customers are ready to make a move in their equipment lineup. They talk to their mechanic first, get their opinion on whether or not the time is right for the piece of equipment to be upgraded. Then they come see us. And when it comes to crunch time, we have the best service manager around. Matt can get up to 50 calls a day and point to techs in different directions, and together they get it all done. At Lindeman Tractor, you're not only getting a dealership with great equipment, you're getting the best service to go with it. Lindeman Tractor in Atlantic.
The Atlantic School Board Tuesday night also approved the proposed pay rates for substitute teachers and substitute support staff, such as paraeducators, for 2012-2013. Superintendent Dr. Mike Amstein.
My recommendation is to leave them as they are. As I indicated in my memo, probably for the 13-14 year, I will be proposing an increase in that. Substitute teachers sometimes are hard to find, and certainly substitute paras, and we definitely want to stay in reach of what our other localities are doing to go ahead and draw in subs. I think we have a number of very good substitutes, and at this point, my recommendation is to leave the rates as is for this year.
Amstein says the district needs to stay competitive with other districts, which is why he recommended the increase of the 2013-2014 year. In other business, the Atlantic School Board Tuesday voted to leave the driver's education fees unchanged from last year at $350. The board also approved a cost-sharing agreement with the City of Atlantic to split the costs of resurfacing the tennis courts at Sunnyside Park and Washington Elementary School. The courts at Sunnyside are a priority and will be likely taken care of this fall. The courts at Washington are still in good shape, according to school officials, and will not need to be resurfaced for at least a couple of years. The district's portion of the costs, about $90,000, will come out of the Physical Plant and Equipment Levy, or PEPL, or the Capital Projects Fund. The cost of the district will be spread out over 2 years. And the Elkhorn, Kimbolton, and Exira School District Boards of Education held their regular separate meetings earlier this week on Monday. Superintendent of Schools Dean Schnoes said the EHK Board approved a $160,000 budget amendment for calendar year 2011-2012 and the 2012-2013 budget during their meeting Monday afternoon. Schnoes said they also voted to increase the driver's education fees for this summer.
In district used to be $185, and we're going to move that up to $200. Out of district was 290, and we're going to move that to 300. A lot of that has to do with the cost of gas and that going up.
The EHK board also voted Monday to hire Maria Turnus as the business manager for both the EHK and Exira districts, and she'll begin training for the position today and finish out the duties for the rest of the year. Snow said the Exira school board approved a decrease in the tax levy for the district from 18.1% per $1,000 valuation to 16.38% per $1,000. He says the higher land values allow them to recoup tax dollars while at the same time lowering the tax rate. He says also the Exira board passed a resolution which is intended to move forward with the possibility of reorganization by July 1st, 2014.
We still need to get the resolution for that one. As soon as I get it back from the attorney for the Elkhorn board, then we'll submit that at their board meeting.
KJAN News Time is 7:13.
With advancements in equipment technology, today it's more important than ever to have a farm equipment dealer with good service. This is Chris from Lindeman Tractor, and I believe that our service department is a big part of what's selling our equipment. We have the best combine mechanics anywhere, as well as a whole crew of great tractor technicians. And when it comes to service for planters, I'd put our planter mechanics up against anybody. Just ask some of our customers. They've had years working with our techs. They trust them and value their opinions. In fact, sometimes the sales team is the second contact when our customers are ready to make a move in their equipment lineup. They talk to their mechanic first, get their opinion on whether or not the time is right for the piece of equipment to be upgraded. Then they come see us. And when it comes to crunch time, we have the best service manager around. Matt can get up to 50 calls a day and point the techs in different directions, and together they get it all done. At Lindeman Tractor, you're not only getting a dealership with great equipment, you're getting the best service to go with it. Lindeman Tractor in Atlantic.
In the funeral announcements, Reverend Arthur W. Anderson, age 83, of Waukee, died Friday at his home. Services for Reverend Arthur Anderson will be today at 10:30 at the Westover Baptist Church in Des Moines. Isles Funeral Home Westover Chapel has the arrangements. Stephanie Musich, age 33, of Erling, died Saturday. Funeral services for Stephanie Musich will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Ronald Getzinger, age 73, of Shelby, died Sunday. Funeral services for Ron Getzinger will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Raymond Nielsen, age 98, of Hamlin, died Sunday. Funeral services for Raymond Nielsen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Burton Esbeck, age 82, of Elkhorn, died Saturday. Funeral services for Burton Esbeck will be Thursday at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church, with Odie Funeral Home in Kimbolton in charge of the arrangements. Eleanor Little, age 81, of Panora, died last Wednesday. Funeral services for Eleanor Little will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Church of the Brethren in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Charles Larson, age 66, of Kimbolton, died Monday. Funeral services for Charles Larson will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Bethany Lutheran Church in Kimbolton. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbolton has arrangements. Richard C. Peterson, age 81, of Elkhorn and formerly of Avoca, died Sunday. Funeral services for Richard Peterson will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Hazel Watts, age 74, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services for Hazel Watts will be held Friday at 10:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Edith Marie Haynes, age 85, of Oakland, died Friday. Memorial services for Edith Haynes will be this Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reacon Beath Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Louis McCall, age 96, of Bridgewater, died March the 28th in Fontenelle. A memorial luncheon for Louis McCall will be at noon on Saturday at the Bridgewater United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Vernon Gilbert, age 84, of Scottsdale, Arizona, and a former longtime Atlantic resident, died Sunday. His body has been donated to the University of Arizona at Tucson, and services for Vernon Gilbert will be held at a later date. Mark Conrad, age 56 of Harlan, died Thursday. Services for Mark Conrad are currently pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you this hour by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.